Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Omid Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we are in the middle of Simen Resh Mem Vav, which deals with the halachos of loaning or renting to a non-Jewish person for Shabbos or on Shabbos. And we left off yesterday, the end of the very top line of Tes Omid Beis. The Mechaber tells us, V'im hishila o hiskira leinu Yehudi, if a person lent or he rented to a non-Jewish person, v'hisna imo, and he made a t'nai with him at the time of the rental, l'hachzira lo kodem haShabbos, to absolutely return the item to him before Shabbos. So, for example, he lent him or rented him the item on Tuesday. It was a plow, and he told him, you have to give it back to me Friday afternoon. However, the non-Jewish person did not listen, v'ikva b'Shabbos, and the non-Jewish person kept the item in his possession on Shabbos. So then, yafkirena beno levein atzmo kodem haShabbos. So the Jewish person in this situation should make the item hefker. He should make it no longer be, quote, his. He should be mafker it. He should make it ownerless right before Shabbos. And in this way, the work will not be done with his utensil on Shabbos. Alternatively, the Mechaber says, oh, alternatively, yomar behemti kinuyo laheino Yehudi. Or he can state that the non-Jewish person owns, is given over the item for Shabbos, and only Shabbos. And in this way, either by making it hefker or by giving it over to the non-Jewish person, kidei sheinatzel meyisura daraisa, in order to make sure that you're not over this prohibition, this isser, of having your behema work on Shabbos, the isser of shvitzas behemto. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit explains, Zehu dafku b'dieved. You aren't allowed to do zlechatchila, to go and say, well, the non-Jewish person is going to have it on Shabbos, I'll be mafker it, or I'll give it over to him as a kinyan. Shekvar hisnimo, we're only talking here about a situation where they made it tonight that I'm going to get it back Friday afternoon. And now the non-Jewish person is not following his word. The ikva b'Shabbos, he's saying, sorry, I'm not giving it back. I'm going to get it again on Sunday. It's too much of a hassle for me to give it back to you on Shabbos. Avo l'chadchila, but if this was up front, that you know that this is going to happen, also laskira, you're not allowed to rent it to the non-Jewish person. Aldas kishiyagia yom haShabbos shiyafkirena, that when it comes to Shabbos, you will go and be mafkrit. That's not allowed, l'chatchila. This is only a b'dieved, when the t'nai that you agreed to, he's going to return it to you, just is not being followed. And he says, v'afilu miyafkirena b'fnei shlosha, and even if you're going to be mafkrit in this situation, l'chatchila, in front of three people on Shabbos, shena kol yodim in hefker, it's still no good, because many people may not hear about it. Even though you're doing it in front of three people, which by definition we say means that it's now known publicly, nevertheless, it may in fact not be well known publicly, and therefore people will see your animal working for the non-Jewish person, and they will say, this is your animal working on Shabbos, you're over Shvisas Behemto. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yaf b'mechira ein heter, and even if you were to actually sell it to him, that wouldn't be a heter. Unless you're going to sell it to him permanently, you're going to sell it to him for a long period of time, then it's permissible. But to sell it to him just for Shabbos is also not permissible. Again, because people won't be aware of this and they're going to be choshed that you did this improperly. However, the Bach permits you lechatchila lahaskir adas shiafkirena b'fnei shlosha. He disagrees with the Mechaber over here, and he says one is permitted to do this, to have the non-Jewish person have it in his possession on Shabbos, and you'll be mafkirit. To keep in the shlosha yodim, since you're going to do this in front of three people, it's by definition well known. Since if you do it in front of three people, it's by definition well known. Therefore, nobody's going to be choshed you that you are over the sister of Shvisas Behemto. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, under extenuating circumstances, one could possibly rely upon this opinion of the Bach. And he says, I will discuss this more towards the end of this Siman Emir Tzashem. The issue footnote number 14 says, Ula hafkir b'Shabbos. What about making it hefkir on Shabbos? So the Kav HaChaim writes, in this situation, the poskim have a machlokis over here. Some say yes, some say no. And mikol makom, he paskins b'dieved, yuchol hafkira o laknosa af b'Shabbos kidei linotzal me'isr. Since you're going to be over in Isr derais, if you don't do this, he said you should do this, at least b'dieved, if after the fact, this is the situation that arises. The issue footnote number 15 says, v'nochri alom, a strong nochri, Shalokach behema miyisrael ba'al korcho, who just takes your behema. Nebuch, throughout our history, this is not an uncommon situation where the goyim just take advantage of us. And they took our behema, they took a Jewish person's behema on Shabbos to do work with it. And you can't do anything about it. You can't make it tonight with him. He's not going to listen to you. So what should you do in this situation? So the Kaf HaChaim writes, it's masbik in this situation. It's enough here that you should be mafgir the behema before Shabbos, and this way you're not over shvisas behemto, and dein tzorach lamochulo, you certainly don't have to sell it to him, kivin sheyefsho bin yinacher, since here you have no other choice. So then we can certainly rely upon the position that you can be mafgirit before Shabbos, or even on Shabbos in this situation, because it's totally against your will. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav says that your mafgirit beino levein atzmo, shaz eino mitzuva al shvisasa, since your mafgrit, it's not yours, there is no din anymore, shvisas behemto, shekvarik hifkira, because you made it hefker. Aye, v'yafal gav the hefker, bo'inun shia b'fnei shlosha. Why did the mechaber allow you to do this just in front of one person, so to say? You didn't have to do it in front of three people. Was this allowed? So he says, zeil midrabon, because midrabon, you require three people. Avo midrabon, afilu beino levein atzmo sagi. But on a daraisa level, it's actually good, even just by yourself, so to say. We'll see which means in front of one other person. That is halachically acceptable midrabon. It's only midrabon that we said to do it in front of three people. Dishavut number 16 explains, the reasoning over here is, shetzrichu chachamim shia hefka b'nei shlosha davka. Why did the rabbis insist that it be in front of three people? So the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat writes, it's one of them will, in fact, so to say, acquire the item. And the other two can serve as witnesses that the owner, in fact, made it hefker. And therefore, the Kaf HaChaim writes, two of them, at least, of these three, have to be eligible witnesses. They can't all be relatives or related to each other, but two of them have to be witnesses that would be kosher. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, here, we don't have to take the more stringent opinion because you made it tonight that the non-Jewish person should return this to you on Erev Shabbos, and just unfortunately he's not doing so. He's holding it there and he's saying tough luck. So here the rabbi said it's sufficient to be mafgirt even by in front of one person, because you're just trying to avoid having the animal in your possession and being over the Isser Deraisa Shvisas Behemto. He says further, "V'ayin beis Yosef sheish poskim shesover." And there are poskim that say, "The gam bechan afshu di'eved, but inan davka tlosa." There are those that say, even here, even though it's b'di'eved, it's after the fact. What can you do? You still should use three people, and therefore it's best. He says, "V'alkein tov lizor bezel lechatchilo yesh b'yefshari." If you can do it in front of three people, gizuntei, no harm done. If you can't, then you can rely upon doing it in front of one person. And at least go make sure that you do it in front of one person. The Rabbi Migdolei Aposkim, because there are many Gedolim who hold Sovrim, the Afdar Isa Enu Hefker Achi Avkira Al Koponim Bifnei Odom Echod, that there can't be a Hefker if nobody knows about it. You need to have at least one person, according to many Poskim, on a Daraisa level for it to be Hefker. And this would be even adequate with one person. It doesn't have to be a kosher aid. It could be even somebody from his house, but you shouldn't be mafgirit with nobody there, but at least with one person if you possibly can. Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Yud Ches, explains, looking choshen mishpat, the chinu dasa mechaber shom lalocha, that this opinion that you need to have at least one person is the opinion of the mechaber. And it's only the Ramah who writes over there in the name of the Yesh Omrim, the dai min haTorah behefker beino levein atzmo, that you can be mafker something totally without anybody else being there, just by yourself. V'kam achronim dochaku atzmon, b'mash mechaber sosam pokidasa rosh, and many of the achronim go into detail over here as to why the mechaber specifically chose the opinion of the rosh over here. And Ayin and Tosu Shabbos Shetiritz Da Kavana B'Shasat Chak Yira Al Koponim Lotzeis Da'as Rosh. At least you should be fulfilling this opinion of the Rosh over here. They know Levein Atzmo at least, but preferable that you should fulfill all the other Gedolei Achronim who say that you should do it at least in front of one person. So this is a b'di'evid position according to the Chofetz Chaim over here, that the Mechaber took the opinion of the Rosh, and you can do it Beino Levein Atzmo literally with nobody else there, but it would be preferable, as I pointed out, to do it with at least one person, and if at all possible, you should do it in front of three people. That's basically the pecking order here. Preferable in front of three. If you can't, at least one. If you can't do that, Beino Levein Atzmo by yourself would be acceptable, because that's the opinion of the Rosh. Tishafut number 17 brings down, Tam Hasovrim Shehevke Beino Levein Atzmo Eino Moel. Everybody else but the Rosh who holds that you need at least one person, why do they hold that? So he brings down from the Shelus Shuvah Ksav Sofer, Shekiva Shlo No Dahadover Li'ish, Ein Hamavkir Miskavin Lassos Zos Belev Sholem. Because if nobody else knows about it, we have to be concerned that you're really not doing it full-heartedly. Ein Eilu Ela Diburim Bi'alma. And it's just words that you're saying over here. Oh, I'm supposed to say this text. It's like a tefillah over here. And it's not really what I intend to mean. V'hosif, and he adds, Shemitam zeh sover mechaber, sheleinyan shvisas behemto moel hefker beino levenatzmo, shekidei linotzo meyitzer, mistabish hamiskabi lahavker biemes, vein elu dibur miyamwa. He says the reason why the mechaber over here was so seem like the rush, because he says this is different. Here, obviously, the person means it, because if he doesn't mean it, then he's over in Isser Shabbos, in Isser Daraisa, shvisas behemto. So obviously, in this situation, the person certainly means it, even though he's not telling it over to anybody else. And here it's not Dibur and Bialma, and Mestama, the Ksav Sofer says, that's why the Mechaber over here, Paskin like the Das Yochid of the Rosh, as opposed to Paskin like the other Gedoli HaPoskim, the other Rishonim, that say that you need to do it with at least one person. Very logical and beautiful Svara of the Ksav Sofer. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Tezayin. Or you could say, instead of making it Hefker, that I'm giving it over as a Kenyan to the non-Jewish person. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin in the Mogen Avraham, Shadaito, the Mogen's opinion is, the Dafkim Omelo Befonov, you have to tell this to the guy in front of the guy, Behemti Knuyaloch, I'm giving over my animal to you, and you own it for Shabbos. Shaz Miskabin, Ein Yehudi Liknosa. In this way, the Ein Yehudi has intention to acquire it. V'niknis lo b'amirazu, and can acquire it with just your wording, with your verbiage over here saying that it belongs to you now. Because it's in the non-Jewish person's rishus, and his yard can acquire it for him. However, if the Jewish person were to say this not in front of the non-Jewish person, then the non-Jewish person did not acquire it. This doesn't work. And even if he did this via another Jewish person, so the owner of the cow, who's unfortunately, it's in the guy's possession who's not giving it back. So the owner of the cow tells his Jewish friend over here, I want you to acquire it on behalf of the non-Jewish person. That doesn't work. Gam kein lo mahani. It will not work. And there's a technical reason brought down the Choshen Mishpat why this doesn't work. Likewise, many agree with the Magen Avraham over here that this Mechaber's idea that you should do this can only work if you do it in front of the non-Jewish person. Upashut, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Dafilu ba'omer behemti knuyaloch." Even when you say, "My animal is given over to you," binon shielozeh gam kein psikas domim. There has to be some exchange over here, some amount that will be transferred over for. The lav hochi ends the mechira klal, because otherwise it's certainly not a sale over here. The chen kosev chayodim klal nunches, and chayodim paskins this way as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Zayin says, in order that you won't be over the Isser Doraisa of Shisas Behemto. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber over here as follows. Avu lechatchilo ein lismoch lahaskir al das shiavki kishagia yom haShabbos o shiakneu oz la'ena Yehudi. As he pointed out previously, you can't rely upon this lechatchilo. You have to make the deal that the non-Jewish person will return it to you on Erev Shabbos. It's only if he decides not to follow through with the deal and doesn't return it to you Erev Shabbos, then these suggestions apply of either making it Hefker or being maknet to the non-Jewish person. Because shahefker v'haknoh einon mefusamim, because these are bidyevit types of approaches to make it Hefker or to give it to him as a kinyan for Shabbos. And not everybody will know about it. V'yesh kan chashash maris ha'ayin. And therefore, there will be a chashash where people think that you're over shvisas behemto. V'chanal, as we've already explained, and v'ayin b'sof ha'simen, again, we will discuss this more, the Mishnah Berurah says, towards the end of the simen. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. The Ramah says you could do this in front of three people like any other case of Hefker, and it's not a problem. And even if you do this, nobody else is allowed to acquire it. The Vada in Kavanaso, because your intention certainly was not Rakidei Lahavkia Me Olav Isser Shabbos, because as it brings down the name of the Torah, your sole intention over here is that you shouldn't own it to be over the Isser Shabbos, but you're not really making it Hefker for anybody else to acquire it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Rotz Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Shebevadai Lo Hayoy Bedato Sheyeshar Hefker Liolam. You certainly didn't intend to make it Hefker forever. Your intention solely is for it to be Hefker on Shabbos, so you're not over the Isser of Shvisas Behemto. So you're not over the Isser of Shabbos. And your intention is that it will come back to you. But on Shabbos itself, it is, however, Hefker Gomer on Shabbos. And this is in fact called Hefker. Kedisa Gemara's Gemara explains, Da'afilu Hefker liyom echot, heavy Hefker, because the Gemara says you can be Mafker something for a period of time. The Ain Tzarech Locho Shema Yisko Bo'acher B'Shabbos Gufa. And you do not have to be concerned, the Mishnah Berurah says, that somebody else will acquire it on Shabbos and take it away from you. Because the non-Jewish person isn't giving it up to somebody else to take it away while it's under his arm, so to say, in order that he can do work with it. So therefore, the Ramah is telling us over here, practically, this suggestion will work, and it also won't cause a takola, won't cause a problem for you that somebody else will acquire it. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'dafka b'Shabbos. This halach applies only on Shabbos. Avol b'yontif, the laws of yontif and Shabbos here are different. Ein adam mitzuva shvisas behem to b'yontif. You're not mechuyev to not have your animal work on yontif, and therefore, this is a specific law just in regards to Shabbos and not yontif. As the Ramah says, he brings that from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Aleket. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Nyutes explains, the shvisas behem to yalfino mimad d'chsiv l'man yanuch shorcho v'chamorecho. Kamocha. He says this is based upon the pasuk that says that you will have your ox and your donkey rest for you, kamocha. V'haikra b'Shabbos k'siv. And this pasuk is specifically referring to Shabbos and not to Yontif. V'afiluhacha lo yaskirim elo b'havla. Nevertheless, even in this situation, you shouldn't rent it out to him other than with havla. D'lo yeschar yomtiv, because if you're renting it out and he's working it on yomtiv, so it may not be a problem with shvisas behemto on yomtiv, but there still is a schar yomtiv problem, and therefore, as long as you're doing it for a number of days and it includes yomtiv, then you're allowed to take schar for this. He adds, "V'nei amarshal cholikas." The marshal disagrees with this, and he says, "V'daito the yomtiv v'shavas shovinhein." He says, where do you get this idea that there should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontif? They're always the same, essentially, except for Ochel Nefesh, except for food preparation, and therefore the halacha is the same according to the Maharshal. He disagrees over here with the Ramah. And he says, Ayin in the Magen Avraham, Sheherich Bazeh, and the Magen Avraham has a long arichos about this machlokis, who may be that Beis Yosef, Besimim Tov Tzadik, hey, Videos, Rishonim Bazeh, Umitzadi Shom Leisr. In fact, over there, he says that the Beis Yosef says that it's forbidden to use it on Shabbos, Valken Yesh Lahachmir, and therefore it is most appropriate for a person to be Machmir even on Yontif. He brings down as well from the Bir Hagra, Gamkein Herach Bazeh, the Vilna Gaon also had a long arichos on this subject, Umasik, and he concluded, Iker Kedasa Marshal Hanal. Likewise, he also said that this applies Shvisas Behem to one Yontif as well. V'gam l'kamim b'simim tov tzadi hei, sivz gimel, b'forish d'agro, masha kosu shom b'shulchan aruch, d'ein motzion masa l'abeim b'yontif. He said there that you're not allowed to have your animal go and carry something on Yontif, atam hu mishum Shvisas Behem to. He explains over there the reasoning is because of Shvisas Behem to as well. The issue for number 19 brings down, v'av shalo odom atzma mutu lohutzi b'yontif, a person is allowed to carry on Yontif, so why shouldn't his animal be allowed to carry on Yontif? So he brings over there in the Shaarat Zion, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Shadavka ba'odam hutar mitoch. The whole purpose that a person is allowed to carry on Yontif is mitoch shehutra lo litzorech, since the person is allowed to carry for the needs of Ochel Nefesh, so he's allowed to carry even when it's not needs of Ochel Nefesh, albeit it has to be at least the need of Yontif. So he said that's a specific din only in a person. He says that doesn't apply to a behemoth, doesn't apply to your animal. So you have the paradox that you can carry, but your animal can't carry, according to this grah. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal adds that the kavan of the gra is lesser afilu atzos ochel aydei habehem mishus lushus b'shul ha'achila. He says this goes so far that an animal can't even carry food for you to go from one mishus to another mishus. Afu pishul adam huta lasos malacha bofen zeh. Even though a human can perfectly do this, letzorech ochel nefesh. So very interesting particular detail over here. Now this is going to Marshal and says that there is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. According to the Ramah, there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. This is based upon the pasuk L'man Yanuach Shorchov Chamorecho Kamocha. Now, if you look in the Os Aleph at the bottom of the Dishu Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that the source of this din is from the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. And he says, however, there's a problem at Tzarech Iyon. This pasuk Kamocha is written by Devarim in Perek Hei Pasuk Yedalit. L'man Yanuach Abducho V'Amoscho Kamocha. But the pasuk over here L'man Yanuach Shorchov Chamorecho, that over here, as in Shemos, Perichov, Gimel, Pasuk, Yubeis, it doesn't say the word Kamocha. So he brings down that there are different Kirtzos over here. So that's the simple Teretz that just quoted over here, the incorrect Pasuk. However, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, the Zehaloshen. Kenira Hayushami Yolif Leman Yanuach, Leman Yanuach, Legzereshava. He says the Yerushalmi actually learns this out as Legzereshava between the Psukim from Shemos to the Psukim from Devarim. With that, we will conclude today's shir.